This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, we'll see how this goes. This will be our pocket of Eon for the week. The Gemara proved that Rav Shimon is of the opinion that Maimer is Koine Kinyan Gemara. Because in the case of a Yevama that falls to 2 9-year-olds, if the first 9-year-old does Bia, the second 9-year-old's Bia doesn't do anything and doesn't Aser her to the first Yavam. Because if the first Bia was good, the second Bia, there's no room for it. It already accomplished whatever it needed to accomplish, and the second Bia is not going to answer her to the first Yavam. Rashi has the following question. Rashi asks, it should answer her to the Yavam, not because she's now somewhat married to two Yavamin, but because she's a Soita. She's married to the first one. She was then Mezaneh with the second one. That's Rashi's Kasha. And Rashi says a very interesting idea that no, she's not usher to the first husband. The reason is because the din of soita is only in a scenario where there's kinai ustira, where she's warned, and she is went into seclusion. But in this case, there's no information given that she was warned and she went into seclusion, so the din of soita does not apply. So please take a look at Tosfos. Second Tosfos on the page. Tosfos says, it's a Mishnah later on in Ha'isha Rabbah, Daf Tzadik Vavam and Beis. And the Tanakhama says, the second Bia apostles to the first one. So Tosfos says, in time of the Reb Shimon, Nami Tiyasa Rishon, because it's Zinsa. So Rashi says, there's no Kinoi Stira. And the Rish says, this is a Tal Sofer. Rashi never said a word about this. You know why? If there's only one witness, of course she's only ushered to her husband if she was warned and went into seclusion. If you have two witnesses seeing that she was mazana, so she's nesaris b'loy kinoi. So Tosfos therefore says, Rashi never wrote this, some printer made up a bad teretz and stuck it into Rashi. But Rashi would never say that you need warning to answer a woman to her husband. That's only if there's one witness. Here, we're talking about a case where we know she lived with the second katan. So Tosfos says the case must be where she lived with the katan, either b'shoigeg or he raped her, and under those circumstances, she's not usher to the husband, the first husband, midin soita. So Tosfos says we have to be talking about a very limited case where the dine soita do not apply. Now, the Ramban writes an amazing thing on Rashi. He says, "Ze min advarim hamatmiyin shebepirushav." This is one of the most questionable things Rashi ever said. Al yidei kino yistira in al yidei edim loy. That she's only usher if she's warned and not through witnesses? Everybody knows you're usher to your husband with two witnesses or kino yistira. So the Ramban says this is one of the strangest things Rashi ever said. Then he quotes the Rav Av Beis Din. Who the Rav Av Beis Din is, I have no idea. First, I thought maybe it's the Ravid, but I don't think so. I think it's a Rishon called the Rav Av Beis Din, who wants to say that in Masechta Kedushin we darshan Eishes Ish, that excludes the wife of a katan. In other words, let's say a katan marries a woman and then someone is mezana with her. There's no chiyuv mitzah because they're not really married. So the same way there's no din Eishes Ish by Eishes Katan, maybe there's no din of soita by Eishes Katan. That's what the Rav Av Beis Din seems to be saying. And the Ramban disagrees. He says, well, didi loy nehira, that according to Rav, who says later on, you're koina for everything, even the Bia v'cheresh, is Nami is a Kenyan Gomer. So a Katan also, it should be a full-fledged Yibam regarding everything. But that seems to be the question. Toisus is Kasha on Rashi. Is how could Rashi say you're only usur bikino yustira? Of course, you're usur to your husband if there are witnesses. So there's this Torah of Rav Aaron Cutler in the Mishnah Rav Aaron. And he quotes a Beis Halevi who says as follows. There are some times, there's some women who if they're mezana, they're not usher to their husband. For example, a shomeres yavam. Let's say a woman awaiting yibam. Let's say she's mezana as she's awaiting yibam. Is she usher to the yavam? No, she's not usher to the yavam. Why is she not usher to the yavam? She's not married to the yavam. However, the Rambam seems to say that there are cases where Shomeres Yavam, that's Mezaneh, could be usher to her husband, to the Yavam. So the Beis Halevi answers this question. The after zinsa mutares mikomakam bikinusir neseres de bikpeda de bal tali rachman v'ha kakapit. Beis Halevi says the following chiddush. It's not the act of arayos that asr is a soita to her husband. It's the fact that she's violating a certain agreement, and it's the Baal is makbid, and there's an element of soita that when the Baal is makbid, then she's asr. If the Baal is not makbid, she's not asr. It's bikpeda talya rachmana. That's the chiddush of the Beis Halevi, that a shomeres yavam who's mezaneh could be asr to the yavam. Because the Yavam is makbid, even though there's no real Isser Saita. So Rav Aaron Cutler wants to say the same idea to answer Toisus' Kasha on Rashi. Toisus' Kasha was that I don't understand. Rashi says that a katan who is mezaneh will not cause her to be usher to the first katan because there's no kino yastira. So the question is, there's no kino estira, but there's Edim. Edim is better than kino estira. We know she was mezana. So basically, what Rav Aaron Cutler is going to say is that Rashi holds like the Rav Av Bezdin in the Ramban, that the isser of that a katan's znus does not create an isser to the husband. In other words, if a woman is mezaneh with a katan, she won't be usher to the husband. So what does Rashi mean? It's only usher bikino yistira l'chayr, even bikino yistira, it wouldn't be usher. Yaman v'shach. Is the katan create an isser saita or does it not? So Rashi holds like the Rav Avbezdin. A katan's, if a woman is mezaneh with a katan, it doesn't create an isser saita. But Rashi means, if they would have warned her, if the husband says, I don't want you to go into seclusion with that kid, that would create an Isser Saita. Well, what do you mean, Miman of Shach? Is the B of a Katan, does it create Isser Saita, does it not? So the Rav Aaron is using the Beis Halevi's Chiddush that there are times that a Znus would not create an Isser Saita, but with Kino Yustira, since the Kpedas Habal Tala Rachmana, so that would, in fact, create A Isser Soite. He says, "V'zem Yushavim Baruchava, Divrei Rashi Atmuim Ma'oid." This would answer very well. This Shver Rashi, the Hiksha beben Tesh Shanim Yom Echad Shema Yimtai. The 9-year-old lives with the Yavama. V'yachakach Bala Achiv Shu Ben Tesh Shanim Yom Echad. The Tiyasa Rishon Mishum Dezinsa. The Tirates Rashi says, "The Einish Nazal Bala La Iska Kinner Stira V'Tamulav Da Be'edim Nesaras." Achshitas Rashi, a Yavam Katan is Koinim in HaTorah. It's just a Katan is Nismayt Mimisa. And she wouldn't ask her Biznos if she's Mizana with a Katan like a Shemer's Yavam. But through Kino Yostira, like the Beis Halevi says, she would become Asur, not Midin Soita, Mitzad Kpeda the Baal. There's an Inyan, the Kpeda of the Baal creates an Asur. If anybody wants his Mara Mekomis, I could send it to you. Marv Raboisai, Be'ez Hashem, Shir tomorrow night at 8:30. And want to wish our good friend Rav Michael Behar very big mazel tov. He's making a chasana tomorrow night. Shvi b'shat tov u'matzlachas. Shvi zoicha to doiroi sisham v'ayrachem. Mazel tov, mazel tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.